Two things happened yesterday. The first one was it was the deadline for the amendments to be tabled against the bill. The bill was only given to us on Sunday night, made available to us on Sunday night, and we worked day and night. A very diligent team here in Donegal and in Mayo in particular. And we had 80 amendments tabled. They had to be in for Thursday morning, yesterday morning, 11 o'clock. That was the first challenge, and we met that challenge. The second challenge then was ensuring that we had all of the opposition TDs schooled on the key shortfalls as we saw them and convince them that there were shortfalls, and then have them express them shortfalls over several hours yesterday afternoon, starting around, must have been around 2 p.m. So that was the two things that happened. I think it was teed up through the previous Thursday, which was the Joint Housing Committee meeting. That was, ironically, it wasn't on the bill. It was on the general scheme, which had only been given to us a few days prior to that. The bill actually was shorter again in terms of meeting our requirements than what the general scheme was. So we had to re-evaluate everything there in the space of 3 days to be ready for yesterday. But we rose to the challenge and we met that challenge. And
so
I think
of the
a lot
80
of
amendments, how many of those would you say red lines?
We have it. Well, we have got things in there that you'll say, are they the biggest issues in the world? It depends. Mm. It depends who it affects. I'll give you one very simple one, for example. If you're a landlord at the minute, I've had one woman ring me to say, my mum is 75 years of age. She's a landlord. She was hoping to pass that home on to me. That's her gift to me. She says, I don't want to be a landlord. But if I take this on, I have a 20-year clawback at 5% a year. So I'm going to be a reluctant landlord for up to 20 years here. And all my mum wanted to do was to give me that home. So that's tabled in there. Is that a red line issue? Where do you draw the red line issues?
Well,
the bill is so fundamentally flawed. The bill, Greg, is so fundamentally flawed across a range of things which breeds nothing other than contempt for a homeowner that we can't accept it in any shape or form as it stands right now. But have we got key ones jumping out at us that affects the vast majority of people? Absolutely.
Has there been any movement to your satisfaction on the inclusion of foundations, for example?
Well, I think what we've done was exposed everything last Thursday. We exposed it, and we now have people talking about it that never talked about it before. We have now four counties that joined together in a joint statement. There was a very strongly worded joint statement. I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not. But, you know, this is not a lone voice in Donegal anymore. This is four counties that put their neck out, said what they needed to say. And we know we have 13 counties, which is half of the Republic of Ireland, that are known to have defective concrete blocks. This is only getting bigger.
Okay, but the thing about it with everything, of those 80s amendments, the bottom line is here, as it stands, the scheme, though, is not a 100% redress scheme. It's far short of that for the majority of people. So to get it to a 100% redress scheme, what has to be done? The cap has to go up. Is inflation part of that? Is certain expenses, expenses that householders will incur, do they have to be taken out of the overall budget? You know, that is probably the ultimate red line here is the majority, it's not a 100% redress scheme, and currently it's not.
Everybody needs a pathway to 100% redress. That's where we have tried to be creative. You know, we know that the department very skillfully limited the scope of through the terms of reference that SCSI, the independent people who were setting the rates, the department very skillfully in the background reduced the scope. So you've got eligible costs, but you've got true costs. And that gap is about 20%. It's massive. It's massive. Mm-hmm. And the things that contribute to that is the fact that it's a builder's finish that you're left with in your house. That's what the department thought appropriate here, right? So we know that we have got to make up the difference. There's a cost. Inflation is not built in there. There's no mechanism for rates to be reviewed each year built in there on top of the inflation. And then finally, you know, the biggest one is we said, okay, for homeowners that see no other pathway other than to reduce the size of their home, at least give them the grant you were going to give them. Let them use that to build whatever size of house they can afford. And they're saying, no, we'll not do that. We're going to reduce your grant. If you decide to reduce your house, you're still out tens of thousands.
Okay, so next week,
fundamentally wrong.
Next week, there will be amendments proposed, discussed, adopted or not adopted? Is that the process next week? Over how many days? When will we know the final shape of this scheme so that we can make a determination as to whether or not it's suitable?
So we've been given, as usual, a limited insight as to what's ahead of us. But as we know it right now, Tuesday will be the business committee. The government has seen fit, in line with their policy of trying to ram this through at all costs, they are allowing 2 hours only to debate the 80 amendments. We've got 2 hours, right, on a 10-year campaign that we put heart and soul into here. That's what we've been allowed. So that business committee will take that on, and they intend to push for 8-9 hours of this, right? Where it falls, we don't know. And then depending on what that time allocation is agreed on Tuesday, that will roll onto Wednesday, and on Wednesday the amendments will be tabled and they'll be voted upon. But we'll have to, you know, whatever amendments don't fit into that 2 hour space or 3 hour space, they're forgotten about. They just sit there, they're on record. Yeah, okay. Which is why it's important.
And then we'll get but also
that's
to
where we get to debate.
And it's next week where we'll get to find out if people are following through on their commitments to back homeowners as well,